Hi listeners, welcome to another episode of Rumpled Ramblings. Today I'm going to be discussing being tired of being a youth in Nigeria. And of course, I'm going to be discussing it with my fellow youth that's in this country. Because you said unfortunately. So you want to Japa?
Yes.
To where?
Japa, no. Anywhere, to be honest. Apart from the UK and the US. But yeah, any other place we want.
So you feel like pastures are going to be greener?
Life will just be easier. Like, it's not you go to America tomorrow, you'll be a millionaire. Is it like? It's easier to be a millionaire in Nigeria, if you ask me. It's stress. There's basics. Like, I'm not a luxury person. I don't think I need luxury to be happy, generally. So it's not money. It's not greener pastures per se. It's just ease of living. It's just being young and being comfortable, being happy, and whatever it is that I have at the moment. And I think it's easier to get that happiness outside Nigeria, unfortunately. To come and work for them and gain experience for 70,000. Like, I have a degree and it's not polytechnic. No offense to the polytechnic course, but it's university, a private university, an expensive private university. So it's a bit annoying that I've come out to be earning 70,000 per month in a shit ass startup company that is treating me like nonsense. And that is so hard to get. Like, it's not even to just get into basic companies, because even mid-level companies are trash, if we're being honest. So if you're not getting into a top company, what are you doing? You're wasting away. How much experience are you really gaining? I mean, some of them actually do give you experience, but the majority of them, you are literally just sleeping. And then the systems in the country make it even harder to just find basic happiness. Now they've said no more Okada on the road, no more this, no more that. People are in traffic. People have been in traffic since 4 a.m. What is the problem? Why is there traffic at 4?
They are hustling
before the sun is up. It's ridiculous. People are hustling outside the country, but they are not suffering. Like, you can hustle in hard work.
I understand.
Without suffering. It's ridiculous. And it's like with every turn and with every step, government tries to make it even harder. So like, maybe they are building our character. Makes it even harder for you to just be at peace.
You see, in line with what you said about the little earnings, I was thinking about, it's not only university graduates, like masters, degree holders.
Yes.
That same 70k. All of us together will be collecting it. And it's just like I really went and received an education. I went abroad and furthered my education to come back to build a career. But it's like, you're not building any career. You'll just be maybe intern for like the next 6 years.
Ridiculous.
Or assistant.
Ridiculous.
Personal assistant to someone for the next 7 years. And like, the thing about it is, as a youth, you close your eyes and you realize that time has really come. Because by the time you graduate by, let's just say, 22, 7 years, you're 29. Let's just say you get angry after those 7 years. You say, wow, not doing this again, upset, quit. You go to another place. So this one will be executive assistant. So at that 29, you start the executive assistant for another, let's say, 5 years. You're 29. 34. At your big age, you are still dragging, and like, more people are graduating, more people are coming into the
job market.
And it's like, you still haven't found yourself, you still haven't established yourself. The other day I was telling my mom that it's not, I don't feel like there are no jobs. I feel like you just need to have connections to get the jobs, and that is why it's a terrible thing, because
silly. So I was talking to our friend, our mutual friend, who recently moved to the US, and he was telling me, because I was talking about how, like, I would like to get jobs abroad and blah blah, when the whole Canada thing was going on, get a job and then with the job try to relocate and whatever. And he was saying no. And I was telling him that I'm trying to get a master's because of that, to higher my chances. And he was saying no. No, that somebody we all went to school with, who graduated in 2016 with us, with his Babcock degree. That's what he used to enter Deloitte US. That's what he used, Babcock. So, why is it? There's nothing. He's not the most brilliant. I know the person. You know the person too. He's not on top of the world. He's not. There's nothing. He's hardworking. Working in Nigeria, you are still earning 60,000. Hardworking, you are the best scouts.
I just thought about, like, people that have been earning 60,000. Like, I know someone that has been earning 60,000 since I was in secondary school in 2008.
And person is still earning 60,000.
Yeah, person is still earning 60,000.
But at least I have a job.
Yeah, it's at least I have a job, because that's 2008, and now we're in 2020. Jesus Christ! And like, sometimes she looks at me and she says, "Oh." And then, you know, sometimes when I look at your life, I feel sad, because yes, I've been here.
I'm watching everybody else grow.
You finished secondary school. You've gone to university. You finished university, you have come out. It was when I think it was after NYC, she was telling me this. You finish NYC. Next thing now, you will soon do wedding. And like, I'm still earning the same salary. And I was just like, and she's one of the most hardworking people I know. So it's not about, and she's efficient. So it's just, where are the jobs? They're hiding.
It's connection.
And that's very miserable. I thought about the fact that I'm tired of being a youth in Nigeria, because I remember after graduation, I went for this job interview. And first of all, it was in one hidden place like this. And after I was in the hidden place, next thing, we all sat down. They did group meeting. They now did slideshow. James Brown has been inspiration. Now, whatever it was they were talking about. Inspiration, motivation. You can earn so-so and so-so and so. You can do so-so and so-so. I'm just like, as in, I don't understand. Like, when is the interview? When are we? Next thing, they came. I think they were talking about selling soap or selling something. But you need to pay some money first. Like, as we're there for the interview. We'll buy form, we'll pay for the thing, then after we will now be part of the community. I said, what other community is that? Is this one? Is it initiation?
As a multi-level marketing.
Yeah, I don't know for them. I don't know. I was just like, and I think it was 40K they were asking us to pay that day.
Are you joking?
And like, some people were really saying, I don't have the money. They say, no, this is the time for you to do it. If you don't join us today, that's the end. People were desperate. They were really thinking, where did they go and look for the money? This one, that one. I said, I'm coming. My card is not working. I just carried my bag and I left. And I was like, what just happened? Like, what just happened? I went for another interview. And we were about 20-something.
For the
exam, yes. And we were just seated. And next thing, they were coming one by one. They come and take you into the office. And I was still thinking, should people will write it together? What was all this? But anyway, maybe it's their style. It was a nice office, so okay, it's fine. Just for me to get inside the office. And the man is like, okay, that we're all just going to wait, that the boss is going to come and shift us to their base. I say, which base? I said, okay, no problem. He said, you just be seated. I say, God, this is the day that they are going to cut my vagina. Because clearly, they are ritualists. Because I don't know which base you want to take us
maybe
to. First of all,
no, you're laughing.
You don't understand. Everybody was dressed seriously. With suits, with everything. But I just realized that, first of all, this office is too big for only these four people that are sitting
here. It was just four staff.
Yes.
It's just.
And there's nobody at the gate.
You're just walking.
Yes. You're just walking. And I think maybe a few months later, that thing really scared me, because there was so much talk about, you know, when you go there, that we like silencing. I was still thinking, where are we going? It's not funny. Like that day, I think when I walked out of the building, because because they were saying you can't go out until the interview is done. As in that, until we go to the other base. There's toilet here. Where do you want to say you are going to? First of all, I said I started my period. The receptionist, she had pad. It's like, okay, yeah, there's bathroom you can send Jesus Christ. All that one chance is this, on top of that, I'm looking for a job. I said, okay, I just got an emergency call. I quickly need to get to the ATM. Do you have any ATM around here? You can follow me. Because I wanted her to follow me. I'll be somewhere and hit her head. She now said, oh, okay, just quickly go there. You can just leave. If you can leave your stuff here. I said, no, I can't. What if I need something? If I need to go to the bank, this one, that one. She now said, okay, but I should be fast. That was it. I can just, in my head, when I got home, I was just, my mommy was saying that the girl probably came out and asked her if she was mad. But like, at that point, the Holy Spirit must have just... This is a youth in Nigeria. Like, as I came out, there was no keke. I was just like, what if they were just running after me now? I'm in trouble. Like, I was that day was such a terrible day. After, I think the whole of that year, I didn't apply to any job. Because it was like, you know, really, I don't need to work. I don't want to work. Just leave me. Let me just be running my business and just be a little entrepreneur. Like, just minding my... What's the meaning of all that?
It's ridiculous. And they're the ones who... The jobs you never apply for when they send you interview.
Yes.
Interview date.
Yeah.
And it's not... I don't know if this happens in other climes. I highly doubt. But even if it happens, it doesn't happen this rampantly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was telling my sister that... Somebody sent her something like that. She was saying, oh my God, that she has never received that kind of thing, that she didn't even know it was, like, she has heard about it on Instagram and on Twitter or whatever, but she didn't know it was actually happening. I told her in 2019 alone, I probably got like over 10 of those interviews. And I feel like these people are hacked into job sites and all, so they're able to get your information from there. And this is like a completely separate business, preying on people, mostly young people who are desperate for some sort of breakthrough. So do you understand?
Yeah.
And because of the desperation, a lot of people see that and, oh, God has answered my prayer. I didn't apply for the job. They called me, all those kind of testimonies.
It's a miracle. Enter
nonsense.
Enter one chance.
Like, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like it shouldn't be this hard to survive at peace. Like, you don't have to have it all.
Yeah, of course. Just basics.
A lot of people don't want to have it all. They just want to survive and be happy and not struggle every day and not almost break down every day. People are leaving their houses at 4, getting back home by 11. Like, what kind of life is that? You're not living. You're just existing. And that's the story of 70% of youth. Many of us are privileged to have parents that can help us in this time. But a lot of people... I worked with somebody in one of the many sham places I've worked in. I worked with him and he's doing a master's. He's doing it in Unilag or something. He's paying for his master's. His mom had cancer or has recently found out she has cancer. His dad was ill all this while and he just lost his dad. But by then he hadn't even lost his dad. So he was paying for his daddy's treatment. Started paying for his mom's treatment. Was doing a master's. And this place we're working in wasn't paying us. The office was in Lekki and this person lived in, let's just say, Maryland. But today he walked home.
Oh my God.
Because they hadn't paid 2 months' salary. This place I'm talking about still hasn't. I left them in December. They're still owing me October, November salary. He had to walk home. Walk. Oh, you know how you start walking. I'll soon get to where I can take bike. But he didn't have money. Of course, with traffic and all, prices will be high. All those silly things. He didn't have any money. He walked home. How do you do that to people? This person is probably 25, 26.
And like all these people that just open office without any plan for their staff, they have no plan for remuneration. They just want to have business
and be founder.
Yes, it's not funny. It's disgusting.
It's hilarious. Like, I know
they should just be calling all of them out. And you see them, they'll be going for seminars. They'll be speakers.
That comes back to the fact that the system is broken. If each person that owes 2 months salary, you can owe 1 month. And in that 1 month, you are begging me up to the 1 month. Owe 1 month because Nigeria in general is going through very tough financial times. So nobody is above, you know, getting a low blow. but don't owe me more than that 1 month. And in that 1 month, you are begging me all through. Don't be an asshole to me, knowing that you're owing me money. Mm-hmm. If each time a company owes you over 2 months' salary, you call them out, the CAC or whoever it is that is in charge of checking companies shuts them down or gives them a heavy penalty. Do you know how many, a lot of people will shut down?
Yeah.
You're not ready to run an organization. Or you keep your staff to 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there should be, if those afford. Checks were in place, mm-hmm. a lot of things, like, and it boils down to the system, which is why a lot of the time it's, you're going abroad. What do you know is happening there? Not everything. But realistically, once a working system is in place, a lot of things are easier. Yes, you're not going to become a billionaire tomorrow, like I said. It's not, because those places are hard. Because the system is in place, you don't get away with as many things as you get away with in Lagos
mm-hmm.
or in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of things that will also keep you when you are doing your taxes, when you have to pay for. In Nigeria, you not pay your NEPA bill, they will come and beg when they come to cut your light. There's nothing like that in other countries. One day late, you don't have electricity. You're on your own. Let it be winter, let it be summer. You are on your own. That's your business. So yes, it's not easy there that you have to type, like, have a tight belt and know that you're working and you're going to, but it's possible to have a decent life, to have it as a youth, as a young person, as an old person. It's possible to say, yes, I'm going to work and I'm going to reap the fruit of my labor. In Nigeria, you labor in vain. You labor in vain. You wake up, which is why that's what I'm saying, like, when people tell you, wake up early, do this, do that, how can you be sleeping? Do you know your mates? All those people that say, I won't sleep till I make money.
Mm-hmm.
I won't sleep till, like, you are deceiving yourself.
Your mates, they are awake. Awake doing what?
They are deceiving yourself.
They are doing yahoo yahoo.
I'm telling you, because those that are sleeping and doing the yahoo, they are balling out. They are the ones buying section in Quelux and doing this and doing, you are buying on your events. Own. You are waking up 4 o'clock, your eyes are swollen, you are tired, you are going out to look for a job. Zero. If you get job, it's still 50,000 you get. You cannot buy anything, not to mention
nothing
buying.
With that 50,000.
Nothing. You are barely surviving. Barely getting yourself to the godforsaken
office. I remember when I was working in Bagada and I was just like, wait, first of all, when we're discussing salary and they're like, okay, 70K, I'm just like, as in to use for transport or plus my work, because we have to separate it. And we sat down and we broke down the calculation. And she was actually reasonable. Like, it made sense to her that, oh, okay. But she was like, hey, you haven't done NYC yet, so I cannot just repay you all that money. I said, it's not all that money. Like, I am going to be what? I'm not, you're not, it's not charity.
And the fact that you're not doing NYC, the work for free, doesn't mean your work is less.
It is.
Or your workload is less. No. You're still working like a full time staff.
You are intern that will do everybody's work while they are sleeping. And relaxing, ain't it, Amala? And you know, like, when I did my NYC, I was in this ministry, and every day the workers just strolling by 11. They strolling and they're talking about, oh, Dallas, Sherry, mommy, busy. Yes, I don't want you. Oh, yeah, Bami Rakara. When they eat their akara, they will now look for the person that is selling ewa going, or the person that is selling moe moe. 12:30. Ah, hey Joe, mo lole o, worry for me. I'm just like, as in, you came to the office like this. And at that point in time, I used to be looking at them and judging them like, you are not working. So don't, and I used to, first of all, I said, I don't understand your brand. So when they send me, I'll say, I don't understand. I don't know where they are selling anything.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me. Because first of all, I'm not earning anything.
Mm-hmm.
You that you are earning, see the time you are coming, see when you are going, you are sending me on top. So like, and I used to say, look, they are just really lazy working. But after a while, honestly, like, that's what should be happening, no? Because you are not paying me enough for the headache that you are trying to give me. And the woman, she will be rushing to her shop where she's selling lace. And she drives a really nice Toyota. So I know, obviously, her business is doing well. But it's not from her work.
Yeah, that one is just spare.
It's not from her work. So when she comes and she eats her wagon, eats her akara, she's going to her shop. And at that point, I used to be looking at her like, look at you. So that's why Nigeria is not moving forward. Maybe you say that. But it's not, it starts with you. That it starts with you.
Honestly,
it's very far.
Yes.
I
think it was you who I was saying the other day that before we actually see positive change in Nigeria, maybe in our 70s. Maybe in our 70s or our 80s, before we start saying that, small, and that's really by the grace of God.
Yeah, like if things really take a turn for good. But now it's like it's not really closed because the government, they are not serious. They are still playing tinko tinko. Why will you remove Keke and Okada? Like, what's your plan? What's your plan for the people that can't, the people that can't afford to enter, moving cars? People that don't have cars, people that can't find bus in their area because bus is not going to bring you from Leventis inside GRA.
So you walk?
Yes, when the bus drops you there. You or maybe they have done contract with Uber then. When they drop you there, you take Uber quickly to your to your inner destination.
Uber will be how much? Because Uber minimum is how much?
And that's the, in their contract. That's your business. They'll say, leave them. Don't worry. The average Nigerian can afford to take this Uber. They are just being stingy with money.
And that's the thing.
Let's waste their money on transport.
If it was that, you are taking this thing away. And supplementing.
Yeah,
supplement.
They have no plan.
No plan.
No plan.
They don't care. Like, zero. They really don't care about us. And it's so painful, like, when we actually think about it. Because there's nothing to be patriotic. I used to be really, really patriotic. Because at some point in my life, I was in school outside the country. And every day, October 1st, I used to go for parade. Like, I really, really was so proud to be a Nigerian. But I think it was because I was a child. And then...
And you weren't living inside the...
Yes. Yeah, so I wasn't... Even when I came back, even when, like... I entered university, I wasn't understanding how much of a terrible situation we were in. Like, I wasn't seeing it firsthand. I was hearing of it and I was hearing people's stories, but I hadn't experienced. But it's just, it's ridiculous. It's like, I can't even imagine what it would be like if I wasn't blessed with, like, parents and family who could support me at this time. Because where do you start from?
I feel so too.
Where, like, do you start from? People who struggle to do businesses. How are they surviving? Why do you want to tell me about somebody who was selling, I think, cola nuts or something?
Yes. I went to the market to buy pepper for my buka. Like, serious market. I think mile 12. Yes, it was a big market. And I just saw her in the corner. Like, it's only cola nuts she's selling. And I was just like, as in... These cola nuts, how many are you going to sell?
Can't be up to...
Where are you living?
Max, she sells 100 on a good day. 2,000.
She can't save. Yes, because, like... And, like, how you would have children. How are you going to...
And that 2,000 is not her full profits. Let's say her profits was 1,000.
It was crazy. Like, that day, I looked at her for, like, so long. I was thinking she would come and just say, kilo de. Because, you know, those people, they don't have problem, really. They just adjust to the show. But it's like, it's so sad. It's so sad. Ibadan, they will all just stay. It's plantain I'm selling. I'll leave my plantain. Every day I come back, I see that woman there. I'm just like, okay, so, like, these things that you are selling, when is the money? Like, you even see some shops, like, obviously, there's no money to stock it, so you can see all the shelf. With the one pack of sugar, 3 milo, they will be lying down on the floor, be sleeping, be watching TV, be laughing. I'm just like, you know, like, we have really adapted to suffering. It's like, it's a normal thing. It's like, ah, last, everything will be all right. And that's why everything they'll be telling you is well. It's not well. Nothing is well. There is chaos. There is problem. We are suffering. It's not well. And I also think about secondary school when I used to write essays. Writing about Nigeria, you know, my country I love, my this to my this. And my mom had told me how things used to be cheap in her time, so I'll be writing the essay so with so much passion. You'll be thinking, this one, Abby, maybe she was there. $1 was equals to 1 naira. This one, they used to give them car when they graduate, you know, all those kind of things. You just enter the airplane and be traveling to where you are going to. Like, they were living the life, and it's unfortunate that it's the people that enjoyed that are making us to suffer now.
Now,
and it's very selfish and very wicked. I hope that it's okay. They reach wherever it is they are going to, they will be accountable, because it's very sad. And that's why it's when initially after graduation, when it was like I couldn't find a job on my own, my mommy couldn't come to terms with it. She's like, why can't you find a job? I'm just like, look, you're an employer of labor, and you get how many, like, before I graduated, I used to work with her, and we used to sort out CVs. Like, even till today, she still has big bags where it's full of people's CVs. When somebody should quit, they'll say, okay, go and bring one of those bags, let's check through. How can you be asking me? You can see all the bags of CV you are having. You are still asking me how it's hard. It's hard because everybody is looking for a job and they just can't find it. And it's like, and she was like, oh, you know, in my time, I just graduated and I got a job. I think she was working in, she's a pharmacist. She was working with General Hospital and they gave her an apartment.
She had like a government. My grandmother used to work with UCH. They set you up.
And she said, and like, so like I was staying with my mom, but like they gave me an apartment, so I furnished it and everything, but I wasn't really sure how my mommy would take it. I'm just like, that's the type of problem I want to be having. I'm not sure how my mommy would take the fact that my job gave me an apartment. And it was like basic level pharmacy. She hadn't gone for her PhD or anything at that time. It was just with her degree. With her degree from University of Ife, she had all that before she now went after that one to go and do PhD in Paris. And like, obviously, when she came with that PhD in Paris, it was like, wow, fresh fish. Come and take, come and take. They gave her so many offers. And she was like, oh, no, you know, I don't really want to. Who is doing that one now? Like, with your PhD.
Doctor, can you take 120,000? Doctor, okay, let's negotiate with you. 150. We can do 150. You know, the thing is that you can't really, you know, as a doctor, you are fresh off the market. You can't really compromise experience for anything else. Don't think of the money. I promise you. Oh my God, there was an interview, funny enough, Lenny and I went for. And I told you I got called back for that job. And the guy told me, no, don't think of the money now. I promise you in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at him. You want me to be here for 5 years, earning 120,000? You are wicked. You are such a wicked person. Because you don't have plans for me to set up myself. You don't have plans for me to progress.
Of course you're telling me you just want years. Your work, your contribution.
And this person was not giving me a defined job description. You'll be picking up, you'll be here, and you'll be your main thing will most likely be.
Most likely.
In other words, you are walking everywhere for 100. And I was just looking at him. What? What, he literally tried to guilt trip me that day and I just laughed. What? Anyway, but beyond, I feel like it even goes, like the struggle of youth in Nigeria goes beyond just jobs. The pressure, the societal pressure. It's so funny. Like, it's not even funny, but it's funny in the end. Because everybody expects you, like Nene said, I think because a lot of the elderly had better experiences in their own youth. Signs and wonders.
Yes.
And I don't know where they are getting it from.
You're running your business, you're doing work, you're doing PR work, it's fine. Oh yeah, let's go and marry. Just like, I don't understand. Is that how they are doing it? Like, leave me. See, what's troubling you? It's not what's troubling me. It's not the same thing. I need you to have the same, the way you are eager about my getting married. Be that eager about my getting a job. Mm-hmm. That gives me the type of stability that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, you don't need to be stable. You just marry now.
You can never be ready.
Yes. We'll use pure water to do pampers for the baby because obviously there is, or we'll be using
Mappy.
No. Handkerchief, yes. Or we'll tear our towel. Let it be four corner and use it for the baby. I don't like, I can afford myself. I can afford the basics for myself, but it's not enough. Believing in enjoyment, like in this life, are we never going to see the enjoyment? Because
the way it's looking right
it's
now,
it's not with all these tiny. I was talking to Ada the other day about how we had been saying we're going to take a trip, and that Zanzibar has come and gone. Why are you laughing? Beauty party.
Zanzibar 2020. Oh.
It's not 2020. Okay, it was like 2018. It was Zanzibar 2018, and like. Time, that was because we were in uni and we were feeling like, oh, okay, we're graduating now. So yes, by that time, we would have settled down. And it's like, so.
In the words of your mother, stupid girls, I call you all. Cause that's about what? And we're so serious. We really checked flights.
It's not funny. Why are you laughing?
Check hotel.
It's not
funny. But it's so funny. It's hilarious.
And that's why.
We had chats. Excel sheets. Okay. Arrival date. Okay. Ah, no. I can't spend up to 7 days, guys. Let's make it 6 days. We've grown.
We are laughing really laughing at us, and it's not funny. Girls, I hope you can hear the way my bum is laughing at us. And it's not funny.
We now said, okay, let's not do Zanzibar. We're now looking at Seychelles, Mauritius.
We did not know.
Nah, Lagos is still there. Oh, they look. Another year has come. It has gone. They are still in Lagos. Do you want to go to Kilox? Do you want to go to the 7th? People are not going to Zanzibar. Okay.
I like, you know, because at every point in time, even if you say, okay, save some money, there is somebody that will say, okay, but me, I'm still jobless. Mm. Me, I'm still not working.
All of us, we've not been stable as well.
Yes. We actually haven't been stable at once. I'm going back to school. I'm a student.
Something, yeah.
Because that's at the statement. Me, I'm a student. I'm like, time is just really passing us by, and it's just like, what advantages do we actually even have as Nigerian youths? Zero. Like, everything in my life is my mommy that's done it for me. I don't know what my country has done, or why I'm giving anything back to my country. Country has not given jack to me, apart from the parts that they would have even cost more stuff ahead in my mom's business. So they would have had to be, I can't find the word, but small times of, oh, things are not that great. It's Nigeria that did it, because they'll say the economy is bad. And at that point, it didn't used to make noise, because who is the economy? What do you mean? Please, I want this thing. And like, that's as a child. Like, well, growing up is like, the economy is actually shit. Like, you don't make enough money to do anything.
Except for yourself, not to mention for others.
Yeah, except you're just living hand to mouth.
Which is why a lot of people are doing.
Yes, you don't have any savings. You just have money.
Lots of people, you buy
your money to eat, pay your rent, give your
money. You
have
to move. And it's not rent as being 3-bedroom, no?
Yeah.
1 cubicle.
Yeah.
My friend, he's pretty old. Not old, but he's really close to 30. And so he finally moved out last year. And I was so happy for him, because I met him in 2016. And he had been trying to move out like forever. But we were both interns. 2016. Let's say he was 26. Me, how old was I? I was a child. But we're both earning the same 40,000 in terms. What was he supposed to start from? Now he's still there. He's there. I left the job, but he's still there. I'm pretty sure he's not earning up to 150. I'm pretty sure. So he has moved up now. Just one small cubicle. He's managing. Doesn't have a car. Nothing. But okay, he wants to buy a car. Where did you start from? Not to mention spoiling your mommy.
Because
not to mention having
you still
a baby.
Need to pamper your parents.
Like, it's.
I'm sure they will not say you should go and marry. Because that they will soon ask him.
Yes.
To marry you.
Yeah, I'm sure they're already asking him.
You're 30. It's time.
I'm sure they're already asking him. And it's just. I don't know.
So, I'm tired of being a youth in Nigeria, because being a youth is hard. Being a youth is exhausting. You just don't get around to getting things done. You're being controlled. You have zero control over anything that you're doing. Not in your office, not in your house, not in your life, because it's crazy, because even as I run my business and people walk in, sometimes it's like, so is this small girl.
So yeah.
Okay. If you like, don't eat. Don't eat and be going to where you are going to. Is the small girl you are looking at, it's like, this small girl, now how did she do it? I'm sure that because like the other day I was with my friend and her car was fancy, and because of that, on the road they were looking at us that, look at these two skinny small girls, where they get this car from? Like, I could see it on all their faces. Like, it wasn't like one person was looking, it was like everybody on the street was looking. Even cars that were passing were slowing down as we got down. It was like, there was one woman, it was on her face. Only God knows who they have gone to sleep with now. As me, I was thinking, how many people would they sleep with to buy this car? The people that they are sleeping with, people, they cannot afford to buy it.
It's Toyota they're buying.
Yes. Even if they can buy Benz. They can still buy Benz. But it's not this one. for you to be looking with squeezing face. Some people just have rich parents. Don't be squeezing your eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's general stuff ahead.
Yes, that is doing them. Yes.
General stuff ahead. And I'm just thinking that as far as you're young, you're supposed to be at an advantage because you're fresh and yes. you're just starting.
And people should want to, it's general though. People should want to invest in, like, lots of people who get funding for like seed star companies or whatever, all this type of up and coming funding. Mm-hmm. It's young people.
Yeah.
Young people with innovation. Mm-hmm. Young people in Nigeria. If you present, we're talking about the organization I worked for last year, we're talking about getting funding and whatever. And like we have to be super cautious because if you give an idea to the government today, mm-hmm. they'll tell you no, it's already been done. And tomorrow you'll see your exact idea being done. Exactly what you had in mind, exactly what you pitched to them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll change the name.
Obviously.
It's already in place. Sorry, you cannot get funding, or the Ministry of blah 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 is unable to fund right now.
Mm-hmm.
But something like this is already in the offing. Mm-hmm. If you want to collaborate with us, that's what they can offer you. And it's just
that's my idea. There's no need for idea.
It's like everywhere you turn, every attempt you make is shut down.
Yeah.
Until you now go the route, okay, my mommy said she knows Dangote, so we're calling him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I have a friend who, his daddy is a minister now, a former governor. And, like, this person is, he's pretty intelligent, came out with a really good CGPA, blah, 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 blah. And he has worked in a bunch of places, like high-end science, whatever. Science labs where they do testing for skincare products and mm-hmm. all, like, basically NAFNAC partners mm-hmm. type of things. So his CV is good, CV mm-hmm. is nice, he's intelligent, he can do well, has a good mouth, knows how to talk. Until now, till this 2020, graduated the year after us,
mm-hmm.
didn't get a job, nothing. To get a posting during his NYSC was war because nobody wanted to pay him. But you wanted to pay like proper private, mm-hmm. so it was either go and work in one of those ministries or take the trash that they're going to give you there, and they'll still hip work on you mm-hmm. in a private company. Eventually got somewhere, but after everything, his daddy just made one phone call. That's it. After all the applications, I have an interview today. We'll pray, we'll say, okay, go in peace. God will do it. God, nothing for years. And one phone call, and when I say, I mean one phone call. Phone call, and his daddy called him and said, give me a list of 20 places where he wants to work. And it was the number 2 list that they've called him now. He'll be resuming before the end of February. One phone call. And like, I just feel like it just emphasizes how unjust our system is.
Yeah.
Because let's say, okay, realistically, maybe 20%. Now they've said the poverty line. Is now the average, the former average man in Nigeria is now below the poverty line. That's what they've said now. So let's say, as per we go way back somehow, those of us that our parents know people, let's say we are 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So the remaining 8% of us that truly, my mom is only Jesus we know.
Yeah.
Well, where do they go?
Yeah.
Where, like, it's too unjust a system. There is no eureka moment for you. There's no hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hope. You are just struggling to at least survive. And that's some people are born into that mentality that you just survive and they die like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it passes down to their children
yeah.
and then their grandchildren. How?
You just survive. Small. So as you wake up, you eat, you sleep.
How? Like, my parents live in Magboro. Magboro is somewhere between Ibadan and Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
It's where MFM is. And in, I don't know, maybe 2012, 2013, I met somebody who, she was living in, like, Tapulin. Do you know what Tapulin is? Like, I don't know what to call it. Like, those table covers that
okay,
are
I
like...
Know, I know, they're like nylonish.
Yeah. That was her house. She made a tent. And she has 5 children.
5?
I kid you not. 5 children, and I was just, and she had 6 before one died. And I was just looking like, so this person now will help her, church will help her. Max, we can get 1 cube, 5 mm-hmm. of them will be living there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we send 2 to school, the remaining 3, they go and learn work. none of them will ever, maybe they can't go to, I don't see them going to university. Even if it's that they get scholarship, it's not because their minds are just, they've been made into those, to just know suffering as a lifestyle. And they're happy. Oh. They're happy. The children will be dancing, be playing. The eldest one, I think she sews or something. She works with somebody that sews. But it's just, that's the life.
That's Nigerian story. That's Nigerian story. You know, as she sews now, she will now become a big designer. She will now sew for Agbanjarigo. From there, they will now say, this girl, do you know? I used to know how she used to live in nylon near my house. But now, that's Nigerian mentality. Because everybody has to have been suffering.
Before you get
suffering
a big blow.
Before you now, and how many people actually get this big blow? How many people? Because you know she will now design. Her dress they will wear it in London, in Paris. Yeah, you see.
That's African magic.
Yes, but that's
not the reality. And I don't know where we got. Okay, maybe people like the bread seller. Funke the bread seller. What's that girl's name?
Yes, they like success story in Nigeria. It's always very moving.
But how many do you know?
I don't know.
I know too. I know something, the bread seller. You don't remember that girl that was selling bread?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But where is she now?
Shut up. She's blown.
Okay.
She's moving.
That's one. Then the other person I know is Orishefemi.
Mm.
He used to be a bus conductor. Then that his song blew. And I think he's still doing well. Mm-hmm. That's all.
There are many of them.
Who else? Shut up. Realistically, how many people get that blow story, that success story? Very few. And it's not that they're not working hard.
Many of us at least were supposed to be working until we blow, but alas, no work.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
Let's go and shower and start the empty day. Because nothing to do today, but we just have to pretend like we're going
pick
out
up
to
Ellen.
Get it. Yes, wake up early, 5 a.m. I'll be looking. Because, hello, nothing is going on. When I apply, nothing is coming. I go for the interview, nothing is happening.
Like,
I even get the job I'm working, nothing is
still
happening.
At some point, I think beginning of last year, mm-hmm. I started recording my applications.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, it was 2018. Mm-hmm. 2018, I was recording my applications. And there was one day I was really frustrated, like I was upset. So I called Ugo. You know Ugo, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
I called Ugo. I'm saying that, Ugo, can you imagine that I've been writing my applications, that this application I just did now, that was my 128. Do you know she started laughing? It's just 120 that you've done. Let me show you my own list. I applied for over 200 jobs, Lene. As in apply, you sit down, cover letter, you do your CV, you touch it up so that it will align. 200 jobs, over 200, maybe 220, 230. What? And she finally got an internship, a one-year internship with ExxonMobil. They shouted hallelujah, give testimony. The 1 year has finished now, they did not retain now. What next? Like, and it's just, I don't know. I really don't know. I really, really don't know.
Are you mad? Because that's what they always say. In our confusion, in our suffering, they will say, just pray, it is well.
I don't know, it's just, it's and that's another angle.
Shut
up! Congrats to them for having new words.
I hate that thing.
So we too, we should be humble. Let
us
be equal.
Yes, so for my suffering, I should be grateful because somebody else is suffering more than me. Silly.
Ridiculous. So, I understand.
Some people,
they
are hungry. Do you not see the children in Somalia? Do you not see the children?
I understand. Be graceful in everything.
Yeah.
Be graceful. And I am. I truly am. Because when I think about it, I truly am.
Mm-hmm.
But still, hello. I don't deserve it.
Yeah,
I don't deserve it.
Really like, put in work.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Put in work.
I really don't know. Because it's too sad that people try. Mm-hmm. If you were sitting at home, which was why a lot of us were upset by that lazy youth comment that our leader, supposed leader, made a while back. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? People are struggling. People are doing everything in their power to survive, not to blow.
Mm-hmm.
To survive. And you open your nasty mouth and say that on international television. How dare you?
Because he's relaxing now. His own children too, they're relaxing. So
it's just, I don't know.
All is well in paradise. That's usually how it goes. You make money for your own kids to be okay. And the remaining is not your concern.
Help us,
exactly. It's not it is well. It's God actually
help us. As it is now, projecting the future is only the Lord.
He's only the Lord.
Anyway,
this was a much required one, and I'm glad we put it on the table, because I'm sure so many people can relate. But yeah, we're done ranting. Bye.